Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
How are your dogs going in this heat?
Oh, they're struggling. It's been a tough 4 or 5 days. It's not nice out there for dogs, so we just have to bring them in and put them in the aircon and pray that the power doesn't get cut off.
And I heard you give us a good advice to Bruce this week about dogs are walking when it's hot on the pavement.
Yeah.
People still do this.
I think it's because, you know, we're in shoes and we just do what we normally do every day and we don't think about it. Yep. But generally the rule of thumb is if you can put the back of your hand on the pavement and you can keep it there for 5 seconds without a drama, it's okay. And especially in utes and stuff like that, it gets very hot on the roads.
What about the rule, if you wouldn't walk barefoot, then don't let your dog walk?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one as well. Yes.
It is, of course, the Australian Open at the moment, and you're going to talk about dogs and tennis balls.
Yes, I thought this would be quite topical, and it was actually funny because I was watching a bit of the tennis, and I thought, don't Labradors and other dogs love tennis balls? So I did a little bit of investigation, and I'd heard that tennis balls aren't great for dogs, but actually they are really bad for dogs. Now, I can't imagine taking my tennis balls off my Labrador, but there are some things that we can do. So first, let's talk about the design of the tennis ball. The tennis ball is fused together with two halves of rubber. And it then goes gets dipped into a glue solution. Then it comes up and then they put the felt around it. Then there's some more glue added. And they put enough pressurized air into the middle of the tennis ball to make it bounce. So there's there's how you make a tennis ball. But what's interesting for dogs is that, you know, they have a lot of pound pressure in their jaws. So they could crush almost anything. And when they've got those balls in their mouth, they often hold it to the side of their mouth in the middle. And if they crunch on that and they pop that air, it can make the two halves of the rubber separate.
Okay.
And often that will go up to the back of the dog's throat, causing an obstruction. Some tennis balls have been swallowed whole by dogs, causing an obstruction. But also, a lot of people don't realise that the greeny-yellow felt that they used, mixed with the glue and dirt and grit that gets on a tennis ball, that acts like sandpaper on your dog's teeth. And that can wear down their teeth over time. Now, I had a Labrador who would destroy a tennis ball in 5 seconds, and we caught her once actually chewing the little bits and pieces. Now, imagine that toxic little gulp of stuff in your dog's intestinal tube. So that's not healthy either. So from a training perspective, we don't want to say, oh, you know, let's ban the tennis balls. But probably what we want to do is we want to make sure that the ball only comes out under supervision. We don't leave old tennis balls just in the yard for the dog to find and chew. We don't make it a chew toy. So we focus our training on when we play with the ball, it's about the fine bring and give, not about the munch, munch, munch. And if we do that, we can have both worlds. Our dog can be happy with the tennis ball, but also we're making sure that nothing bad happens to our dog. The other thing about tennis balls is they're not made for dogs.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. They're not making tennis balls thinking, oh, we've got to make sure this doesn't hurt your dog. They're looking at tennis balls for tennis.
Exactly right. And even the dog tennis balls that you can buy in pet stores, they're made often in China.
Okay.
And they did a study back in 2009 and found that there were quite significant levels of toxicity in what they use, including lead. So you just need to be mindful that the tennis balls that you buy for dogs aren't necessarily all right either. So my recommendation, if you want to completely swap, get rid of the tennis ball, go for like a Kong ball or something that is specifically designed for dogs, and make sure you check out where it's made so you're getting a good quality ball. And again, just make it about the fine bring and give, not about the munch, munch, munch.
Good on you, Joe. Some great advice there. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.